I saw an ad on YouTube today. It was run by Donald Trump and his minions. You know, it's amazing how many Trump supportive ads I keep seeing on YouTube lately. Like, I don't know how their algorithms work, but I'm not sure why they think a person who primarily consumes countless episodes of The Daily Show and Key and Peele sketches somehow translates into me being a Trump supporter, but yeah. No. Like, actually, you know, there's a part of me that suspects that folks at YouTube are actually, like, intentionally targeting demographics the Trump re-election campaign specifically requested them not to target. Like, they're just showing these ads to, like, Native Americans, like, immigrants, women, veterans, people from shithole countries, disabled people, Muslims, Jews, Mexicans, Puerto Ricans. You know, like, pretty much every group that he's managed to attack and offend since he took office. Wouldn't that be funny, though? Like, if they really were, like, low-key just showing his ad to people who don't support him or, like, give a shit about his existence as a whole. And they just want to sit, and then they just sit back and watch him, like, get on TV and lie and say, like, my polls are out of this world, knowing damn well that he's lying because, you know, they fuck with the algorithms. Anyway, so this YouTube ad I saw was like, sign this petition if you want to investigate the Bidens. You know what? I actually almost signed that shit. Because fuck Joe Biden. Look, I think, first of all, that Donald Trump is kind of shooting his wad off a bit early, all things considered. Because, I mean, Biden isn't even the nominee yet, and he's already spending all this money to attack him. But you know what, sis? Do you, boo-boo. Do you. Go for it. Attack his ass. Investigate him. Look, I don't like Donald Trump. No, I take that back. I don't know Donald Trump. The person that he seems like that we're seeing on the media is not a likable person. But I don't know him personally enough to say I don't like the dude. You know, I don't give a shit. I don't like the fact that he's president because I don't want a racist, misogynist, closed-minded bigot to hold the highest office of the land. You know what? I don't like Joe Biden either. Because he's a racist, misogynistic, closed-minded bigot. And he's just as senile as Donald Trump. And look, I'm still trying to figure out why all these expired white dudes are running for president. No offense against Bernie Sanders, but like, yo. Look, if you're not gonna live long enough to see the consequences of the policies that you enact, you probably shouldn't be given the power to enact said policies. I mean, I'm just saying. And it's a stressful ass job. Like, look what that shit did to Obama. Okay, we all watched Black Crack in real time. That shit was not supposed to happen. And he was young. That dude was like 40 or something like that when he became president. And he came out there looking like Morgan Freeman. He went in looking like Will Smith. And he came out of the White House looking like Morgan Freeman. And now we got all these creep keepers in training trying to run. And this is the lot that we're supposed to choose from. Like, this is the best that the Democrats have to offer. Like, seriously? Seriously. You know what? And not only that, like, I'll bet money. I'll bet real money. I'll bet real money that the shit that we're gonna find or that's out there on Biden is just as salacious as the shit that we have found out about Donald Trump. You know why? Because he's old. Dude is 77 years old. Dude is 4 years younger, or 4 years older. That means Donald Trump is actually younger than Joe Biden. Okay, you can't tell me this dude, who's damn near 80, isn't a racist, misogynist. Like, you just, come on now. Like, unless you grew up, like, under just, like, your parents were just woke as fuck in the 40s, you got some issues. This just comes with the territory. It was really fucking racist in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s. And not just racist, it was also misogynistic as fuck. And bigoted, and white supremacy was literally like a program that was instilled in the minds of white males in America, period. So, like, you can't tell me that this dude was just extraordinary and he just came out of that all that segregation and racism and the apartheid that we had, an American apartheid, and Malcolm X and Martin Luther King getting assassinated, and he saw all that shit, saw Kennedy, all of that, Eisenhower trying to desegregate, all of that, and you don't think this dude carried some shit into his almost 80s? Like, come on now. I know black people that are damn near 80 that are racist. Like, you just can't escape it. It's the mindset of that time period. But people go like, well, no, he can't be racist because he was Obama's vice president. Bitch, please. Like, let's keep this shit real right now. Like, you think that if he had a choice, right, and he literally had a choice, and they gave him a choice to choose between being president or the vice president, he would have chosen to be a vice president under a black man? Hell no. Keep it real. The only reason why he was chosen to be Obama's vice president is because the way parties choose VPs is that you've got to be a diametrically opposite of the nominee. That's it. So, like, we have a very conservative, ultra-conservative, what was his name? Senator John McCain. Right? So he was like, you know, he was a Republican nominee. He was like a war hero, military service, lifetime senator, whatever. And then who did he choose to be his VP? Like, the Tea Party, like far right, you know, those crazy Republicans. So you have the conservative old white dude, and then you have the crazy ass, like, redneck Republicans. And that's how we even heard of Sarah Biden, or what's Sarah Palin, because that's how they choose a VP. Like, they have to be diametrically opposed to the nominee so that they can garner all the votes. And so with Obama, right, he had this young black dude, right, who appealed to, you know, young liberals or whatever. And then you had this old-ass white dude whose his job was to basically get the votes of all the independent or on the fence old-ass Democrats that were feeling some type of way about Obama being the nominee, right? And I guarantee you that there were some people out there that were like, well, if anything happens to Obama, then, you know, and by anything, you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about. Because we all know, like, when Obama got elected, we were all like low-key scared, like, oh shit, like, I hope nothing happens to him. And you know what I mean by nothing. But they were all thinking that, hey, if anything happens to Obama, because this is the first black president, and we saw what tends to happen to black people who hold political parties in America, and, you know, great speakers, and you get what I'm putting down. Well, they were figuring, well, you know, then at least there'll be a white dude waiting on the sidelines, you know. And then they won't have to feel bad, you know. They can say, well, I'm not racist. I mean, I did vote for him, you know, and they get to feel good about themselves. That's why certain demographic of voters, aka old white dudes, are championing Biden, because they low-key expected some fuck shit to happen to Obama while he was in office, and they figured that Biden would end up being president inevitably. And you know this is true. But here's where I stand on Joe Biden. Fuck that guy. And honestly, if he becomes the Democratic nominee, all that shows is the hypocrisy of the Democratic Party. Tell me I'm lying. There are literally, like, let's start with it. There are literally hundreds of video compilations even on YouTube of Biden, like, grabbing and touching and harassing women, like, in their personal space, rubbing them inappropriately. Just, you can go down a whole rabbit hole with that whole shit of just him behaving inappropriately with women. But he gets to get away with it because he's a Democrat. That's bullshit. Because you know, if he were a Republican, we wouldn't even be talking about him right now, because, come on, they would have busted him out real quick. No, no, no. We're not about to have another Donald Trump when you have this dude who's just talking about, okay, he likes grabbing women by the pussies, and then we're going to turn around and have another Republican, like, grabbing women and in the Me Too era. No, but he gets to slide under the radar, even though we have, like, photographic evidence of him, like, just being a fucking greasy ass creep on camera, and he gets a slide because he's a Democrat. And what is the spin that they put on it? He said, I didn't realize that I was being creepy when I hold women for longer than they're comfortable with, or I invade their personal space, or rub their hair, or breathe in and sniff their hair. Like I'm just a affectionate, hugging type of person, or whatever fuck spin they try to put on that shit. Like, miss me with that bullshit. Like, they think people are fucking retarded. And maybe it's because people are fucking retarded, because he's clearly still in the limelight as the forerunner, and I don't understand it. Here's the other thing. Back in September, they asked this fool during the presidential debates about America's legacy of slavery and segregation, and what responsibilities Americans need to take to repair the legacy of slavery. Okay. He went off on some weird tangent about giving teachers raises, and then schools. He then started talking about schools. Then he started talking about bringing social workers into Black people's homes, so that they can teach these Black parents how to raise their kids, and that they should turn off the TV and play the record players at night, because I guess Black people can't afford TVs. And they just let that shit slide. Like, what the actual fuck? Like, how is that shit okay? How is he still the front runner after all of that? Howard Dean's campaign ended. Remember Howard Dean? After his infamous Soulja Boy, yeah! I'm gonna go to, what do you say? I'm gonna go to Iowa. We're gonna go to Kentucky. We're gonna go to Texas. And we're gonna go, yeah! And like, the next day, he was out. Remember that? Because I still do, because that shit was funny as fuck. But I bet Howard Dean is watching the news every day and looking like, I really can't believe that they cut my ass because I yelled. Wow. But Biden straight up said that Black parents don't know how to raise their kids, and they need social workers to come into their homes and show them how to. He said this, mind you, after being asked about comments he made in the past where he had said that he's not responsible as a white man for America's past sins, like the sins of slavery and shit like that. Okay, yeah, you're not responsible for it. You're just benefiting from it while people of color are still being harassed, taken advantage of, or whatever. And you're a senator, so you're putting a lot of these laws into place to allow a lot of the shit to happen. So, but okay, yeah, that's, no, you're not, okay. Anyway, like, once again, if Trump, no, I'm not even going to say if Trump, because he has said some shit like this in the past. and everyone lost their shit. Like, the news lost their shit, the mainstream media lost their shit, or whatever. As they should have. But Biden says the same kind of low-key fucked up shit, and we just gloss over it because he's a Democrat. Like, you can't be a racist and a Democrat? Like, the two are not mutually exclusive. Like, we do know that, right? Like, what do you think Jordan Peele was trying to tell us in Get Out? Hello? Like, those are the worst. Like, those are the scariest ones. Like, if I were white and I was a racist, I'd be a Democrat. Because then I would be allowed to wear blackface, say the N-word, and still get to keep my job. Like, like, no, you can't fire me. I voted for Obama. I'm a Democrat. Look, right? Like, let's be real. Right now, as it stands, and in the past, the Democratic Party is just another hood that a racist can hide behind. Period. And now today, when Biden was asked if he would choose a Republican as a vice president, which is a strange fucking question to ask him. Anyway, I don't even know why they're asking that. But this fool really said yes, he would. Like, if that doesn't tell you everything you need to know, I don't know what would. And here's another reason how you know that Joe Biden is a racist. Okay. Barack Obama, have you noticed that he hasn't said shit in support of Biden? Actually, he recently came out and said he supports a female candidate, specifically Elizabeth Warren. You don't think that shit is suspect? Come on now. Every black person has that one white coworker who acts super down for the cause, but constantly spews some low-key and high-key racist shit when they're around you. Like, we all know that guy. Or girl. Or woman. And Obama spent 8 years with Biden. And he's coming out and he's saying, I'm here for a female candidate, Elizabeth Warren, because I think women are the future. No, you don't. You know the Biden is on some other shit. Like, fuck out of here, dude. Just tell the truth. Like, that's part of the reason why people had such a problem with Barack Obama. Like, he just always was too diplomatic. Like, he should just come out and just be like, yo, fuck this guy. Like, he's always trying to, like, you know, dance between the lines and shit like that. And that's the reason why people voted for Donald Trump, because at least we knew what we were getting. Well, I didn't vote for him, but I feel like a lot of people voted for him because they felt like, well, at least we know what we're getting, you know? And politicians are always trying to be political. You know? Like, they always try to, like, smooth things. Like, just be honest. Just be like, yo, man, look. Joe Biden is 77 years old, and as my vice president, while I enjoyed serving with him, I don't think he is the candidate for our times, because he's racist as fuck, and also misogynistic as fuck. Like, y'all have seen the YouTube videos with Elizabeth Warren testifying, and I don't think that that's okay. That dude that you saw on the video is the same motherfucker he is now. So, fuck Biden, we're in 2020. Like, just come out and say it. Like, I would respect that. Of course, he's not going to. You know the video I'm talking about? There's a video on YouTube where Elizabeth Warren is testifying in Congress. She's like an expert witness on some case against, like, either big bankers or, like, big business or something like that. And she's very passionate. Like, she's very intelligent. This woman's Harvard educated. And she's coming out and she's speaking and she's testifying. And here goes Biden's greasy ass sneering at her. Like, he asks her a question. She answers back. And then he delivers this, like, rebuttal with this greasy ass, nasty ass, patronizing, like, privileged white dude sneer that makes you just want to punch him in the dick repeatedly. Like, real hard. And again, Biden was a Republican. I bet you the media would have pulled that video and looped it on repeat on CNN, MSNBC, whatever the fuck, over and over again, just to be like, look at this, look at how he's treating this very intelligent white woman, Harvard educated. Look at the way he's talking down to her. Look at the patronizing sneer. This Republican. But he's a Democrat. And he's Obama's VP. So he gets to slide. Right? I can't be a misogynist. He was a Democrat. Nah. He is a grimy, opportunistic politician. Period. And you know what? I bet you if the Republicans would have offered him a chance to run against Obama, he would have jumped ship immediately. Like, people forget that Donald Trump did not start out as a Republican. Like, he had flipped from, like, independent to Democrat to Republican, back to Democrat, back to independent, and then Republican again. And he's always had this mindset, even when he was a Democrat. So I don't know why people are acting like you can't be a douchebag and a Democrat. Like, Biden is just a blue Donald Trump. Period. They're both racist. They're both misogynistic. They're both borderline senile, and they are both unfit for the office of president. Period. Like, if we want to be progressive, you know, I can't speak on what's his name? The Jewish guy. Bernie. I can't speak on him because, you know, he's old. Like, I feel like, I don't know too much about him, but I'm sure if you ask him some stuff, he would probably say, yeah, there was a time, you know, when I did think like Donald Trump, but I went through some shit, and I think him being Jewish kind of exposes him to having to deal with a certain level of discrimination, so he doesn't quite get to benefit from that white supremacy mentality, because Jews have been kind of victimized and targeted for ever. So I think that, you know, it's a different kind of mindset. But from like just a purebred Anglo-Saxon, you know, typical Christian white dude, like, who lived through the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, 2000s in America, you think you're just going to come out of all of that shit in history and have like healthy perspectives on race and on women? Nah. Biden and Trump are just the same. They're exactly the same. And here's the thing. If the Democrats elect Biden as their nominee, what they're basically telling the world is that they really don't care if their president is a closed-minded, unfit, senile, racist, misogynist, as long as he's a member of their party, period. So what they would be telling us is that, no, it's not the fact that Trump is in power, it's the fact that a Republican is in power. So we can have a person who more or less believes the same things that Trump believes and has behaved in similar manners as Trump, but because he has the ability to put us in power, we're going to support him. That's hypocritical. I don't see how rallying your base to remove Donald Trump just to replace him with his blue counterpart, I don't see that as progressive. And honestly, if Biden became the Democratic candidate, then Trump might as well just sit his ass right there in the White House for another 4 years. Like, I'll be cool with that. Because at least with Trump, you know up front what you're dealing with. The guy is a criminal, he's a shyster, he's a misogynist, he's a racist, he's closed-minded, he's a bigot. But he doesn't hide it. And I would rather have that shit in my face and I know what I'm dealing with. I know what I'm dealing with. But the worst thing about a person is that motherfucker who comes in your face and they're smiling and kiki-keen all in your face. And then they turn around and say some crazy shit about you behind your back and you think it's okay, right? Like, and Get Out, you know? Remember in Get Out? That dude thought he had a whole ass relationship with that white girl. Took her to meet her friendly ass family. And they were low-key trying to auction him for his body. It was just a fucking American Horror Story. You know, I would rather just from the beginning, just we would have known, like, oh, these niggas is really out here kidnapping black people. Then, you know, then he would have known what he was dealing with. Then he would have had a chance to defend himself. I don't like that sneaky shit. But that's what, to me, Biden, he's sneaky. Biden is sneaky. Fucking Bill Clinton is sneaky. All the women that dude, like, sexually harassed and he abused his power and all this other shit like that. And he, like, was slick with it. Like, he got away with it. Because he was a Democrat. That's hypocritical, man. That's not okay. We shouldn't stand for that. So fuck Joe Biden. I hope that, you know, I hope that they, we'll watch it and we'll see. We'll see what happens the next few months or whatever, but like I said, I can't speak on Bernie. He's Jewish, so he's been through some shit just for being a Jew, so. But I do think he's too old, you know. So there's that. Elizabeth Warren, she's cool. You know, she's not as scary as Hillary. Like, she's scary in a different kind of way. Like, she's that, like, hyper, like, I want to bake you some cookies. Kind of mom, grandma. But she's cool. Yang is cool. I don't know too much about the other guy, but yeah, all the other guys, but yeah, fuck Joe Biden.